HQ presents The Choice by Kerry Barnes. Read by Annie Aldington. Chapter 1. As soon as the huge metal door that sealed off the hidden room was slammed shut, Torvik felt the muscles in his shoulders tighten and his jaw clench. He still couldn't feel his hands because the ropes were so tight that his circulation was cut off. As his bowels churned, he felt sick. He needed to shit, but he had to stop himself. He was the governor and could take on most things, but shitting himself and losing his dignity wasn't one of them. He looked at his granddaughter, Tiffany, and wondered if he should just have let her lead a normal life instead of pulling her into his world. He stared at her head. It was tilted back, with sweat covering her brow, along with a blue tint that lined her lips. His eyes watered as he recalled that horrific moment when Zara made him choose either Tiffany's life or his son, Alastair's. He wondered if he ever managed to escape this hellhole, he would be able to forget the torment of making the choice. The smell of his son's burning flesh still lingered inside the hangar, and Tiffany's semi-conscious moan still rang in his ears. To him, his granddaughter was still a kid. But Zara Ezra hadn't seen it that way. He gritted his teeth when he thought of the hard-faced bitch. She had to be the sickest-minded woman he'd ever met. He should have admired her, and yet his anger towards her overruled his rational mind. She'd said she would stoop to depths lower than the governor he himself would ever dream of, and by Christ, she'd meant it. He really thought he'd had her fooled.